It's like tithe or offering. God, like God led us to start giving offering, right? Y'all remember that story? Hello, can you hear me? Is that better?
Yeah.
Thank you. What was I saying? Offering, yeah. Thank you, Richard. Offering. God led us to start giving offering over our tithe, $20 over our tithe each paycheck, way back. Well, I say way back like it was 30 years ago. It was only what? About seven, not fully 10, but eight, nine years, something like that, right? So could you operate off of doing that? No, because did God tell you to do that? I know the word says you've robbed me in tithe and offering, right? So the offering could be different for you. He told us 20, so could you operate off that 20?
No.
No, did God tell you to, or did he tell us that? Now, look, offering is, I get it, I'm trying, it's almost confusing, right? But offering is anything above your tithe, right? So what I'm saying is God told us to do $20 over our tithe. That's what we did. So what if God told somebody to give, sold their vehicle? There was this one couple, they sold their vehicle and they gave the testimony. You know, they said, God told us to sow our vehicle, we sold it. Not a month or so later, we got a brand new car. Right. Well, this other person said, well, I'm going to do that.
Right.
So they did it, and guess what happened to them? They ended up having, my dad was telling me the story, they ended up having to walk to school for the rest of the year because they operated off of assumption. Because they operated off of, well, God told them to sow it, maybe I can sow mine and get a new one too. Well, did God tell you to? Are you just assuming that God's going to take care of you even though you're trying to operate off of what God told somebody else? Amen. You might as well smile. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm here today. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just got to operate off of what we're led to do then, correct?
Yes,
not just assume, right? Because it ended up killing the Egyptians, didn't it?
Yes.
I agree. Amen. We just read it. If it pops one more time, I'm going to rip this microphone out. Amen. I'm going to do it in love and smiling the whole time. Amen. Well, y'all got your tithe and offering then?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and thank you for an opportunity not only to tithe, but also to sow seed, Father God. We thank you to produce the abundant harvest that it needs to produce in our lives, and we thank you for it and praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen, amen. During announcements, you saw that today is our, we call it Senior Sunday. So we are going to be praying over that next generation that just graduated from high school and they're stepping into new things and adulthood and learning how to adult. So it's a big time in life. Who remembers that time in life when, you know, you're just finally figuring out your job, trying to balance life, and there's a lot of things going on. This last Wednesday, you could have seen, but Pastor Ricky and I came in a little bit late. I was actually invited to the high school's baccalaureate, and it's actually this whole district, except for we found out that MALC, they're going to try to get MALC, Mojave Accelerated, there next year, but it was River Valley and Mojave High School, and I was invited to be the speaker at the baccalaureate, and it was a real honor, and hallelujah, glory to God, I got to speak the word, amen, glory to God. But so today, before we get the seniors up here and give out the Bibles and pray and different things, I'm going to just speak tonight a little bit that was on my heart. Who believes that the Word of God is incorruptible seed? When that seed goes out, hallelujah, it is incorruptible and it will produce a harvest, amen. But glory to God. So there was a couple, there was a kind of a direction that I wanted to go as I spoke to those seniors. And if you guys weren't there, I know there's a couple here maybe that are here today. But I was just going to go through and basically tell you the same things that I was able to say that night last Wednesday. So in our culture, there are only a few times in our lives that we participate in actual ceremonies. For instance, dedications, baptisms, graduation from high school or college, weddings, Maybe there's one or two more that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head here, but it's interesting to think that there is a commonality with these ceremonies. Most of the time, there is a particular robe involved, if I can say it like that, some type of apparel that makes this particular life event meaningful and memorable. Like with a wedding, we have a wedding dress. Maybe the man wears a suit or tuxedo. With a graduation ceremony, we see caps and gowns and tassels and graduation rings, possibly. But it's interesting that there is that certain type of apparel that we put on for those certain things. I'm going to talk about a robe today because there's identity and authority connected to a robe. And it's interesting, as you guys might have seen maybe pictures on Facebook or maybe even attended a graduation, you see all of them up there wearing their robes and the different colors with their school and different things. But hopefully they see that there is identity and authority with putting on that robe.
Yeah.
More than likely, when they wear a robe or meet someone that wears a robe, like, say, a judge, right, there's identity and authority with that. There is a turning point in life. So in the Bible, so I started looking up these things. So in the Bible, Joseph had a robe of many colors. Joseph had family problems, to say the least. His robe was used as false evidence. Now, this is kind of condensed down, but and hopefully if you don't know the full story, get into the Word of God. But his robe was used as false evidence for his brothers when they told their father he was murdered, when he was killed. I think it was from a wild animal that they had told their father. When the truth was that they had sold him into slavery. Joseph never gave up on his dreams, even though his life had many hardships. He wasn't looking for a career, and I know when the seniors, they get asked, basically their whole high school education of what are you going to do after high school? What are you going to do after you graduate? They're so done with that question. I mean, there's a lot of pressure with that question to kind of figure out life when they're just wanting to get passed through high school. But hopefully you seniors will be able to think about today that you're not looking for a career. You are looking for his calling on your life. Amen?
Yeah.
At the end of Joseph's life, he wore a new kind of robe. He helped rule Egypt as second in command. Out of all that, the most important decision he ever made in his life was the decision to forgive his brothers. Amen. King David knew the power a robe played. He had the opportunity to take King Saul's life, but instead he cut a piece of King Saul's robe off as evidence of mercy he had showed that night. King David knew the power in honoring and respecting the position of authority and the position that robe held also to the man that wore that robe. King David wasn't looking for a career. He was looking for his calling. Later, he wore a robe that robe that he honored so highly when he was pronounced king. Now we know him as one of the greatest kings that ever lived. Amen. As an orphan girl named Esther, she portrayed courage and dignity that was exceptional while serving her people at a very critical moment in history. When we see in Scripture that putting on a robe reveals things of far greater importance than we can realize right then at that moment. It says in Esther 5:1, Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king. She went to the inner court of the king, not for a ball or a gala. It was not to have a friendly conversation with the king. She wasn't looking for her career. She was after her calling. Amen. She went into the courts to be a voice to save her people from complete annihilation. She put on her royal robe, as the King James puts it, her royal apparel. She prepared for her future, just like they do when they put on that robe for graduation. She didn't let her position steal her character. She prayed and she fasted. Then she took action, even in the face of death. And it's interesting. I've been looking up characteristics for this generation that is graduating. One of the characteristics, and when I say this, you'll probably all agree because we can definitely point it out. But one of the characteristics of this generation is they stand up for what is right and take action doing so. Amen. They're not afraid of what people think. They don't care what people think. My generation, we kind of cared what people think. We're like, oh, I want to, you know, look a certain way. I want to do a certain, you know. This generation, they do not care. It's all out on the social media. It's everywhere. And they stand up for something that they believe in, and they take action doing that. Yeah. And that can be used for the glory of God, and it will be used for the glory of God. Amen? So Esther put on courage, just like one puts on a robe. She put on courage when she approached the king, and she saved her people from death. Also, there's another story that I came across when I was preparing this. It was a story of the prodigal son. He made bad decisions. Some would say he was a failure. Some would say he's not good enough to wear a robe. He was living in a pit with the pigs when he was supposed to be living, as some would say, in the palace. But then something changed. He started thinking about home. Amen. He had to deal with thoughts that his family would never love him again because how he handled his life. But he said, my dad's servants are eating better than me. And then he took action. He made a decision. He started making his way home, one step in front of the other. And I know that some of these seniors were thinking that as they were getting through the senior year, it was just one step in front of the other. If I can just pass this last test, if I can just turn in this last paper, if I just can do this one last step. With the prodigal son, all of a sudden, he sees his father in the distance with open arms running toward him. Then there is a robe being thrown around his shoulders, amen, with love and forgiveness. The robe symbolizes identity and authority he now had again. The past hardships were then replaced with a new beginning. And how many knows when someone goes through graduation, it is truly a new beginning. And then I left this baccalaureate with kind of a charge at the very end. And I told the seniors, and I'll tell the ones that are here today, seniors, don't just look for a career, pursue your calling. As you have put on your robes and went through your graduation ceremony, please remember you have identity, you have a destiny, you have a purpose, you have authority, and now there is a new beginning happening in your life. So, amen, amen. I'm going to have our youth pastors, Brittany and Richard, they have some Bibles and different things. I'll hand it over.
Okay, seniors, you can come on up real quick. This is the seniors that just graduated, not seniors in action. Okay, guys, so come on up. Sophia, Bella, Richard. Come on up, Richard.
We're missing five today, but we're going to honor these three.
Yes. We'll honor them all with the Bible, too. Just hold that for a second. And then there is this. Bash made it awesome. Praise God.
Yay.
Hey, though, perfect. You're right on time. Right on time. Perfect timing. So, okay, I have a quick charge for you, okay? I love that, though. Don't chase career. Chase a calling. That's really good, Pastor. So, first of all, congratulations. You guys made it. It's awesome. You're doing awesome. Yeah. So I always go back to this one. It's if it's a charge from Jesus, I think it's pretty good, right? Okay. So Matthew 28, 18 through 20, a lot of us are probably familiar with this, but it says that Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, okay? So there's 3 points here that I want to say. There's probably a lot more. You could do a whole sermon on this, okay? But we'll keep it quick, okay? And then you guys have your 15-minute speeches each. I'm just kidding. So it says go. It's a joke. It's a joke, okay? Remember, I think I'm funny, okay? So go with authority. The first one is go with authority, okay? So Jesus said, with all authority given to me. So as he's saying go, He's sending you with all the authority that God himself has given to him. So he's sending you out with authority. So wherever you go, whether you're going to college, entering the workforce, whatever you do, go with authority. Okay? The second one is make disciples. Now, a lot of times we overthink this, okay? I'm not an ordained minister. I'm not this. No, no. Disciples are just followers. And they're followers of Christ. So we should be following after somebody who's following Christ. And then somebody should be following us, okay? So as you go, make disciples, okay? Whether that's going to home and attending, college online, whatever it is these days, okay? College, wherever you go, go and make disciples. The third one is know that you are never alone. Okay, he says that I go with you wherever you go, no matter where it is, okay? Going with him, okay? So know that you go with authority. Make disciples as you go, and know that you're never alone, okay? Now, with that said, you've also got all of us right here, okay? We have your back. God has your back 100%, okay? But if you need a call or a text or something like that, please, 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 gentlemen, call or text me. Ladies, call or text Brittany, okay? And if there's a question we don't know how to answer, we'll find the answer, okay? But please know that just because you're graduating doesn't mean you can't look back to your church family, okay? So go with authority. Make disciples as you go, and know that you're never alone, okay?
I'll say something really quickly. You are very valuable, and you're very precious, and there definitely is a destiny for you. The Lord has prepared something really great for your life, and so the only thing I want to say I wish I would have known, or I wish I would have held on to, is don't allow autonomy. So don't be self-governing now because you're an adult and you get to enter into the real world. Don't allow that to overshadow the call on your life and God speaking and leading you. Be led in everything that you do, everything that you say. If you don't know, if you don't feel comfortable with something that you're doing and you don't know what the next step is, pray and be led. I'm telling you, it takes you so much further than self. So we're going to pray over these graduates now.
Lord, we thank you that it was not an easy task to get to this point. But Lord, you were with them the entire way. Whether they knew it or not, you were there with them the whole way. So Lord, now we just ask that you'd open their eyes to let them know that you will be with them every step of the way they go. No matter how good or bad the day seems, you're there. So Lord, we ask that you would send them with authority. We thank you, Father God, that they can always rely on you. So we thank you, Father God, as they take these gifts and they realize it's not just a paperweight. But, Lord, this is something that they can get into your word daily. Lord, let them look at those study Bibles and let them just check it out. But, Lord, let them know that that is the authority and the wisdom and the actual words of God. So, Lord, when they look at that, they wouldn't look at it lightly. But, Lord, they would take it and go with authority. We just send them out of here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Congratulations. Y'all can go sit down. Congratulations. Good job. Hey, man. All right. Is it on? Did I turn it on? Is that on? Is that on?
Yes, it's on.
I just ripped it out. Great. Hallelujah. Here, I just ripped that pack off. I got it. Okay. Thank God. Amen. Another opportunity to laugh every day. Amen. If we know it or not, we do have opportunities every day to walk in love. Every single day. Amen. Got to make sure we're capitalizing on them too. Amen. I'm just going to talk for a minute, make sure we get, oh, we're good. Never mind, got the thumbs up. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Ephesians 4, please. Man. We are not Facebook live in this morning. Amen. This is going to be a little different. We're going to be talking about growing up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's something you should be excited about. Not dread. Amen. Because growing up is a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Growing up is a good thing. Right? It'll help us in our everyday life.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around your word with like believers, to be able to feed our faith on the word of God. Thank you, Father God, for sending the comforter, the helper, the helper, the helper, the intercessor, the standby. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Ghost on the inside of each and every one of us that are born again. Father God, and I thank you, he is there to help us. He's there to guide us and to lead us. And I thank you, Father God, for truths from your word this morning, not only for the congregation, but also for myself. I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth things that you would have for this congregation, Father God, and myself. And I thank you, Father God, that we may grow thereby. Amen. That we may grow by it and from it. And we won't just take it lightly. And we won't get mad and upset about it. But we'll thank you, Father God, for an opportunity to be able to see where we're at. That way we can continue to move forward. And so we thank you for it and praise you for it. And everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. All right, Ephesians 4, about verse 8, it says, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he gave gifts, or he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now, verse 11, skip down to verse 11, it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting, I don't know what that word is, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more what?
Children.
Amen. That we henceforth be no more what?
Children.
Children. Because what are children? They're tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in what?
Love.
But speaking the truth in what?
Love.
In love. Amen. May grow up.
Amen.
May do what?
Grow up.
Grow up. Into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. So out of the, we'll just kind of go through it real fast, because I don't want to keep y'all real long. Amen. We're good. All right. So verse 13, can you pull verse 13 up in the Amplified, please? In verse 13, y'all see it right there, but out of the Moffats, don't let that word in the King James that said perfect, right?
Amen.
Amen. Don't let that confuse you. It just talks about reaching maturity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what Moffat says. Moffat says reaching maturity. In the Amplified, do you just have the regular Amplified? We don't? Amen. 13, that it might develop. Yeah, these are the same. That it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, amen, that we might what?
Arrive
at really what?
Sure.
Manhood. the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard heights of Christ on perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and the completeness found in Him. So talking about what? Growing up, right?
Yes.
Growing up. You know, well, go over to verse 14 now. Y'all don't have the Amplified. Let me pull mine up. Hallelujah. Now, the verse 14 there, it says, so that we are no longer, what? Are y'all children, yeah? So we are no longer children. Spiritually immature.
Yeah, amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Spiritually immature. Spiritually immature. Tossed back and forth. Spiritually immature. You know what spiritually immature sounds like? Well, all they want is your money.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, healing's not for us today. Well, who said it wasn't for us today? And who said that all they want is your money? Now, I know there have been some people that, you know, that's what they did want. Send us $400 and we'll give you a personal prophecy. Well, you're just trying to buy stuff and now you're going to have to. I'm not talking against them because they got to answer for what they're doing to God, not to me. I'm not in charge of them. Amen. But just because what they're doing is what they're doing doesn't mean it affects the whole body of Christ. It doesn't mean that's how we operate here at Spirit Life. Amen. Amen. So spiritually immature, that's what it sounds like. Amen. And saying things like, well, healing's not for us today. Said who? Said who? Amen. We got to, if somebody says something contradictory to the Word of God, we got to find out why. Why? Who told you that? Because if you're saying something that's not what the Word of God says, where did you find that out? Because I need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not just going to accept what you're saying.
That's right.
Because I've read the Word of God, yes, and I realize what belongs to
yes,
us.
Sir.
So I'm just not going to accept everything willy-nilly. Or,
yes.
You know, I was dating this one girl one time. And the reason I dated her for so long, because the words, well, I think God put us together.
Yeah, amen.
And so I assumed, well, maybe God did do that.
Right.
Yeah.
See, people can talk God.
Yeah. Amen.
But be the most heathen people in the world. That was the same girl that could not operate one single day without drama. Without drama. And after we broke up, I looked back and I went, what in the world? Number one, I don't like drama. Why did I stay with that girl that long? What was I thinking? I allowed the words of her going, well, I think God put us together. Well, maybe she hears the voice better than I do. The voice. It's not a voice. Maybe she hears the Spirit of God better than I do.
Amen.
But that wasn't the case. That's just talking.
Yeah.
That's just talking that way we sound good and that way we sound like we know what we're talking about. Well, God gave me a new revelation. Really?
Yeah. Amen.
And then a lot of times, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost helping us. You might as well smile. Amen. We all growing up. We all growing up. Amen. We can stay little babies if we want to. You can continue to live in your mom's basement. But don't talk about them people if we want to stay like that spiritually. Because who am I to talk about somebody living in their mom's basement, but yet I just want to live in my mom's basement spiritually.
Yeah.
And I don't want to grow up. Because that means more responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why I didn't Facebook Live it. Because I didn't know what we... Amen. Amen. You still glad you came? I am. Thank you, God. Amen. So spiritually immature, amen, saying things that are just contrary to the Word of God.
Right.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. So spiritually immature, tossed back and forth like ships on a stormy sea. You know.
Amen. Come on now.
Well, you know, these theologians said, well, you know, I'd be weary of some theologians, because, you know, they had, some of the theologians had a debate for over 400 years if how many devils could fit on the ball, on the end of a ball pen. And they had a debate about it for over 400 years. So I'd watch out what some, you know,
that's right,
theologians say.
Yeah, right.
Because some of that stuff is just over in left field.
Yeah.
You're talking about things that don't even have anything to do with the Word of God.
Yeah.
So why are we discussing it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore.
Yeah.
So then we may no longer be children, spiritually immature, tossed to and fro.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. So spiritually immature people are constantly being tossed back and forth. Well, you know, they're just trying to steal your money. Well, no, I believe in tithing. Well, no, I don't believe in tithing. Well, yeah, tithing will work. I ain't going to tithe no more.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Amen. I wish y'all could see some of y'all's faces. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Verse 15. In the King James, it says that by speaking the truth in what?
Love.
In love.
Yeah.
What? That we may what?
Love.
That speaking the truth in love. A lot of times people confuse their little attitude with, well, I'm just being honest and telling them in love. No, you're not. You have an attitude.
That's yes, sir.
Amen.
Because number one, you're trying to tell them to prove them wrong.
Yep.
Yep. Amen.
All right, I'll go over here and talk to this side.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because,
you know, that's human nature. That's your flesh right there. That's human nature. Well, no, I'm right. Look, you're wrong. Look, you're wrong. Well, why don't you just be quiet?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, let them know they're wrong in love. Are you? Because would love do that?
Right.
Or does love prefer his brother over himself?
Yes,
sir.
Amen. That's later on in the message. Oh, yes, sir. I'll say it. Amen. So then, he'll prefer his brother over himself, right?
Yes.
He will. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tell me that again and I'll let them know. Amen. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in what?
All
things. Speaking the truth in love.
Yes.
We've got, yes, sir. Amen. So even whenever people think love, they think of weakness. Well, that's what Satan tries to give us the thought of. You're weak. There's a weakness in your character. Why are you just letting people walk all over you? Number one, you're not. Because if the Bible says to prefer your brother over yourself, you will constantly keep your mouth shut. No matter what they're saying or doing. That means constantly. That means you ain't got nothing smart aleck to say back. That means you're not talking underneath your breath. And that especially means you don't go home and start telling your best friends of what just happened at work today. Or you start telling your spouse, guess what they said to me today?
Amen.
Because if I'm replaying it, then it means I'm obviously still mad about this.
Yes.
And I'm constantly bringing it up and I'm just, you know, guess what they did to me today? I can't believe they said that. They're just of the devil. Well, the way you're acting right now is not too smart.
Yeah.
Because if you preferred your brother over yourself, and Satan wants to convince us that love is a weakness when it's not. Because how does faith work?
By love.
So if I don't have love, is my faith working?
No.
So then now 90% of people that they're not seeing anything happening with their faith, it's because of their love walk. Well, guess what the president did today? Who cares? Number one, you obviously don't understand authority, because the Bible talks about authority. God, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, where, which is the place of what?
Authority.
Who gave us authority? See, we have authority. In the military, they told us, look, you ain't got to respect the man, but you'll respect the rank. And so no matter what, if you liked that guy or not, if he was an officer, you saluted him. Why? Because of the office that he held, not because of who he was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So for me to constantly talk about, guess what he did today, guys? Guess what law they're doing now? Well, I thought God gave us the Holy Ghost the ability to speak in tongues, to pray things out like he told us to do, not to talk about and get out of love. Now my faith ain't doing nothing. And now we want to run off and say, look, told you that faith stuff don't work. It does, but what does your faith life look like? Or your love life look like? What does it look like? Are we constantly talking about, guess what they did? Guess what they're saying? Because now I'm just constantly bringing up somebody else's faults, somebody else's failures. Amen. Might as well say amen. I hope you're as glad to be here as I am. It's helping me. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to see my love walk through the end. Amen. Because if God gave us His love, that means I have the ability to walk in that same kind of love if I will yield to it. But if I don't yield to the love and just yield to the... Well, guess what they said today? Because I, just like y'all and I know, you get to work. Some people at work don't like people in office right now. And they will talk about everything that they're doing wrong. And if you're not careful, you will get right in that conversation with them. You know what? They did do that.
Yeah.
Guess what else I heard?
Yeah.
See, if Satan can keep me out of love, he knows he can destroy my faith walk.
Yes. Right.
And so if I'm constantly yielding to not being in love, we might as well read what love looks like. Will you turn over to 1 Corinthians, please? 13. Pull it up in the Amplified, please, because they kind of did an injustice of putting charity there instead of love. Amen. It's all right, though. We know it means love. About verse 4, I believe, or 5. Love endures what? Love endures what? Love endures long. And, oh man, it's already rough enough. We just endures long. Now you're going to throw an and in there. And is what? But you don't understand. They just get on my nerves. Number one, I didn't say this. This isn't Pastor Ricky.
That's right.
This is the Word of God.
Yes.
And is patient and what?
Kind.
Some people will suffer long or endure long, but they ain't patient, or they might be patient, but they might not be kind. Be like a fenced up, mountain lion or something. Just ready to pounce at the first opportunity. You know, that first opportunity, you've been trying to bottle it up all week, and then somebody says, you just going to park in my spot? First off, what do you think this is your spot for?
Yeah. Yeah,
come on. Don't know who you think you are. This ain't your building. Your name on that parking spot? Yeah, all right. That's the other people that ain't here say that. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Love never is what?
Envious.
never is envious. Why isn't it envious? Because it knows that if God will do that for them, He'll do the same exact thing for me. Never envious or bowls over with what? Well, I don't know why they keep asking them to do stuff. Why don't they ask me to do something?
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. Is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display. Does not display. What does that mean? That means this. You're just putting your emotions all on display. How did I'm leaking? Thank you. Why would you put a hole in my water bottle? Love endures long. Amen. I'm just playing. Amen. Is not envious or boils over with jealousy. Amen. Is not boastful or vainglorious and does not display itself what? Does not display itself haughtily. Well, Ricky, there's no way that you could actually do some of this. No, there is. Because what did Jesus look like while he was, right before, you know, while they was beating him and everything? What did he look like? Even though he could call down 10 legions of angels, he kept his mouth shut that whole time whenever they were disrespecting him, whenever they were spitting in his face. Whenever they were calling him a liar.
Yep.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I didn't know he was going this way, but it helps us. Amen. We ask God to help us, so that's why we're going this way. Amen. Is not envious or boils over with jealousy. Amen. Is not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. Amen. Next, please. It is not conceited. You know, the I group. Well, guess what I'm doing now? Well, guess where my ministry's going? Guess what I'm doing now? Guess what I've been doing? You know, I'm doing this and that and the other thing. You know, some people, that's kind of how they talk. They want to tell you everything they've done. But if they're giving glory to God, say, you know, God's allowing me to do this or this, that's different. But whenever we come up with just an I, we, us's. Not arrogant and do you really know how to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost? Okay. You God all of a sudden? I mean, you perfect all of a sudden? You got this thing figured out, huh? Well, pastor don't know if when the Holy Ghost is moving or not. Are you sure? Or do you not? Number one, I'm not perfect. Have I missed it? Absolutely. Amen. And I'll be the first to let you know that.
Amen.
But it's a growing process. Yes, and I'm learning more and more every single day.
Amen.
Not arrogant and inflated with pride. Amen. Amen. You know what an inflated thing does? Floats away.
Yes.
So I see somebody start floating around here. I don't know what happened. No. I'm joking. This is a really good one right here. Is not what?
Rude.
Man, that just really kind of, you can just sum it all up with that one.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, she's not doing very good waitressing. My drink's been empty for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, what's going on in her life?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Did her husband just leave her?
Yeah.
Are her kids in jail? Is her mom on her deathbed?
Come on. That's right.
Because, see, the love of God would give you the opportunity to speak to her.
Yes.
But anger and rudeness will just diminish it and take away that opportunity.
Yes.
The opportunity that God put you there for a reason to be able to help her. But we want to talk how our flesh wants to do instead of the love of God on the inside of us.
Yes.
And now we're unable to be used.
Yes.
because she don't want to talk to me now because I'm just being hateful. Yeah. Well, your cooks don't know how to cook. I said medium rare. Take it back. To be just side note, to be funny, I don't send any food back.
No. Nope. Right.
If it's wrong, I eat it.
Yeah.
Why? Because if I send it back, I don't know what they do to it in the kitchen. Let that be a good lesson right there. Amen. Is not rude. Amen. Is not rude. Is not rude. Amen. That's even to spouses. Amen. Hallelujah. We just got real quiet on that one. Amen. Is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act how?
Unbecomingly.
Amen. Hallelujah. Love, God's love where?
In us.
See, because the love of God has been shed where? So then none of us can say that we don't have love or we can't walk in love. Because the Word of God says that the love of God has been shed. So either I'm yielding to it, that way it's growing. Because the more you yield to love, the more the love will grow on the inside of you. The reason some people don't know how to walk in love because they don't yield to it. They yield to anger and just the flesh speaking. They yield to, well, you spit on me, I'll spit on you. Well, you just jump over my lane without using your blinker. I'm just going to ride you until you turn. Amen. I don't know why I said that, but it's still good. Amen. Amen. The love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. It does not. It does not what? But I have rights. So did Jesus. And he was our example. The main reason, obviously, so we could be saved, but another reason was that he walked throughout life to show us it is possible to be able to do this.
Amen.
Because he came as a man, not as the Son of God.
Amen. That's absolutely right.
So we all have an opportunity, to be honest with you, every day to walk in love. And he didn't insist on his own rights. But I'm the Son of God. Y'all can't whoop me. Y'all can't tell me I'm lying. Y'all can't punch me in the face. Y'all can't slap me. Who do you think you are? I got over 10 legions of angels that I can call down right now. At any moment, he could have did that. Any moment. He kept his mouth shut the whole time. And to be honest with you, I don't think any of us are getting beat. Are getting slapped. Beat like they beat him with a cat of nine tails is what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And if we're not, then we obviously have a greater opportunity to walk in love.
Yes.
It's a lot easier than what he had to walk through, right? Does not insist on its own rights. And then whenever you say that, Satan wants to bring that thought. Well, there's just a weakness in your character then. You can't just let people walk all over you. Y'all remember that story about Brother... I told y'all, we talked about this a long time ago, about Brother Hagin. He is excuse me. His sister, not his sister, his mom's sister. Well, his mom, her dad was passing away, right? And so they were trying to do some get things settled because he passed away and everything. And so Brother Hagin went up there for his mom to talk to him. And he said that whenever he got there, his mom's sister got up in his face and just started cussing him up and down, telling him, just everything that you can think of. And he said, I just stood there and took it. He said, I just stood there and looked at her with the love of God. He said, and then all of a sudden, See, some people think, well, that's a weakness in your character. Just let them sit there and yell at you in your face, to talk to you like that in your face. But he stood there and just looked at him with the love of God. And he said, within minutes, her whole demeanor changed. She said, oh, Brother Hagin, pray for me. Help me. Please, I need God. He said, I know. So then, is that a weakness in his character?
No.
It seems like it benefited him.
Yeah.
But see, we see that thought of weakness in our character, or we've always been taught growing up, don't let people walk all over you.
Yeah.
And so we've tried to bring that over here.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, they ain't just going to walk all over me. No. Well, are they really? Or are we just doing a cop-out at this point?
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. We'll talk to these people on this side. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Look, we all have an opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And are we wanting to grow up spiritually or
yes,
not?
Yes, sir.
It's almost like I digress, but amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. This is a great way to grow up spiritually.
Yes, sir.
The most excellent way to grow up spiritually.
Yes.
It's not a weakness in your character.
It's
the love of God on the inside of you, and it'll change somebody's life, just like it did his aunt's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For somebody to be in their face, he said she was kind of spitting on me a little bit even.
Yeah.
And he said, I just stood there and just looked at her with the love of God. Well, I can't believe you just let somebody walk all over you like that. You don't understand. We was able to help her.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We was able to minister to her. See, the love of God, Satan will try his best to get you off the love of God. Just like Brother Hagin. That's probably a great just illustration of that, of not having a weakness in your character. He just stood there with the love of God and her whole life just changed. Whole thing started off mad, yelling, screaming, telling him what he is and ain't, and what his mom is and ain't, and then all of a sudden just changed. See, when the true love of God is we're showing it, son.
Yes.
People see that. Well, you're just letting people walk all over you. See, that starts shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great word. It diminishes that power that they're yielding to.
Yes.
Because the love of God is stronger than any force.
Yes.
If we'll yield to it.
Yes.
We have a choice. We can yield to it or not. It's on us, right?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times it's just our flesh, though, that we actually yield to because, you know, well, I ain't going to let anybody walk all over me.
Yep.
Well, you're not.
No, sir.
Who said they were?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I need some guidelines. Well, ask God.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Don't ask me because I don't want to give you guidelines.
Right.
Because if you do something, well, Pastor Ricky said I could do it as long as they did this.
Yeah.
That's between you and God.
Yes.
Let me say this. Are we all just going to be at that full-grown walk in love just perfectly every day all of a sudden?
No, sir.
Or is it going to be a process just like a baby? Whenever a baby is born, are they born full-grown?
No.
That would be real awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably kill your mom. Like, oh, here's your son. Hi, Mom. Be weird. They're born what?
Babies.
And immature.
Yes.
And then what starts happening? They start growing.
Yes.
Start learning. Start growing every single day. So a year comes along. Are they full grown now?
Nope.
It's a little while before they become full grown.
Yep.
I'm almost there. We right on the verge. Amen. Does not insist on its own rights or in its own way. Well, you know, it's my way or we ain't doing it. You know, you hear that a lot in relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go to this side. Amen. For it is not what?
Self-seeking.
Amen. It is not what?
Self-seeking.
Self-seeking, and it is not?
Touchy.
Oh, Jesus. It is not touchy. Well, I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Did you? Or you just want to cop out so you can act crazy?
Right.
Well, I didn't have enough sleep. A couple things. Whose fault is that?
That's right.
Amen. Another thing, you can't walk in love whenever you're tired.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for helping us. And I'm glad I haven't touched my notes yet, so y'all can't think, well, he's just doing that. It ain't me. This is not Ricky right now. Amen.
Amen.
It is not touchy or hangry. Steve said, I don't see that up there. Amen.
Yeah.
Once we start yielding to the love of God, it becomes the easiest thing that we will do. The reason it's hard is because we've trained ourselves to react. We've trained ourselves to react instead of to yield. We're reacting and yielding to anger and hatred, but we need to yield to the love of God that's already on the inside of us.
Yes, sir.
The other day, we was driving along, and you know, I was talking about coworkers. They start talking about stuff, and then you, all of a sudden, you're talking about stuff, and you're like, "How did I get here?"
Yeah.
I was just working the other day, and I ended up just slapping myself in the mouth. And they was like, "I was like, look, I don't need to be talking like this. I ain't gonna lie to you." I'm wanting to help myself.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost on the inside will help us if we'll allow Him.
Yes, sir.
And so I shut my mouth up, and they started talking. They continued talking, and I almost said something again.
Yeah.
And I just slapped my mouth right before the words had come out.
Yeah.
I said, Ricky, what are you doing, bud?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It is not touchy or fretful or what? Amen. I don't know why they didn't hire me. I don't know why they didn't give me the promotion.
Amen.
I'm trying not to look at anybody. Amen. It takes, this is a big one. This one really is a big one. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It takes no account to the evil done to it. Why are you following them so close? Because they almost made me wreck. I just want them to know I'm here. And if they want to pull over, we can talk about it. Look, I'm not telling them to pull over, but I ain't just going to let them pull over and walk all over me. There was this lady, whenever Brother Hagin was a pastor, he said she came in and started talking to him and said, you know, started talking about this other lady, said she did this, you know, and she did this, and she did this to me. And he was like, and he was actually gone the week prior, because he is going to some meetings or conference or something like that he had to go to. He's like, man, everything just went wild while I was gone, I guess, apparently, you know, because he thought it just happened last week. And he goes, well, ma'am, when did this happen? She goes, well, 1, 2, 3, he's thinking 3 days. She goes, 4, about 8 years ago. And then people say, well, faith don't work.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
But how does faith work?
By love.
By love.
Faith worketh by what?
Love.
So if I'm keeping something for 8 years, but yet I'm trying to believe God for stuff.
Yep, amen.
But But you don't know how my parents treated me. I don't. But I know the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. I know it is a process, but you don't understand what happened to me as a kid. I don't. But the love of God, amen, been shed abroad in our hearts. And I know it's a process. It's some things you just can't get over. I know it's hurt. I know it hurt people, right? I understand that. I get that. But the love of God, it'll the love of God will help you if you will let it. But if you want to hang on to that, amen. It takes no account. You know, we might as well get this out the way. Husband and wife. Well, you remember last week, whenever you did. Well, you remember a few months ago, you didn't do the dishes. What? When? A few months ago. What happened? Amen. I know we just look at the ground. We won't know who we're talking to. Amen. It takes no account of the evil done to it.
Amen.
No account. But you don't understand how they're treating me at work. It takes no account of the evil done to it. Amen. But you don't know what they did to me in high school, how they treated me. Really? How long ago was high school, first off? It pays no attention. No attention.
Amen.
No attention. To what? No attention to it. Doesn't faze them one bit.
Amen.
One bit.
Amen.
Well, that's impossible. Well, I don't believe it is. Because if it was impossible, God wouldn't put it in the Bible for us to learn from and to grow from. Amen. Next, please. Man, we only got through five. It does not rejoice. Well, that's, they just deserve that. You know how they treated them people.
Amen.
Well, they just get what they deserve. It does not rejoice at injustice and what? But rejoices. If you want to rejoice about something, here's a great reason. Rejoices when right and truth what? Amen. Next, please. Love bears up what?
Under anything.
Amen. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Well, that pretty much just summed up everything. Because it said anything and everything that comes. Because if you were sitting there going, well, thank God he ain't said this yet. Right there, it says anything and everything. So it's covered now. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Is ever ready to do what? See, we can gauge ourselves where we're at spiritually. Am I still a little baby? Am I a teenager? Because spiritually and naturally, you grow up the same. It's the same. You start off as babies and you continue to grow from there. Yeah. Just like you do naturally, you grow up spiritually. Somebody that, you know, it's like somebody gets saved today, then somebody will expect them to live as good as Christian as they've been living by Sunday. But yet they've been Christians for 20 years. What sense does that make? It took you 20 years to get where you're at, but yet you want them to live that all of a sudden? Who are we to say anything? Right. Number one, it took us 20 years to get where we're at.
Right.
Or 5 years. Or 1 year.
Yeah.
Is ever ready.
Yeah.
to believe what?
The best of every person,
including the president.
Amen. Come on.
Come on now.
Well, you just went too far with that, Pastor Rick. Look, I was with you, then you said that. I don't know about that yet. Well, thank God he's got hair. Even if it's something simple, start with something simple. Does he have hair? I don't even know. Okay, I was about to say, is he bald? Is that why y'all are laughing? I said something wrong? Reason I don't know, because I know my mouth would try to get on something. That's why I don't watch him. Why would I put myself in a position to be able to yield to anger, not thinking the best about somebody? Whenever I know I'm practicing it and I'm really working on it right now, why would I put myself in that position? Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely other opportunities every day. I just don't want to add to those opportunities. We having a good enough time with these opportunities. I don't want to add to them by doing something like that. Amen. It thinks the best, amen, of not just the people you like, not just your family, not just friends, of every single person. Thinks the best of them. Amen. We all right still. Amen. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Amen. And it endures what?
Everything.
Without what?
Weakening.
That's the thing. Right there. There's not a weakness in your character. Because it endures everything without what?
Weakening.
So now if Satan says, well, there's just a weakness in your character. No, there's not. Because I do this without weakening. Next, please. Love does what?
Never fails.
It never. Love never, never, never fails.
Amen.
Love never, never, never fails. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't, does it? Why doesn't it? Because God said it doesn't. That's why.
Right.
Amen. Love never fails. It never fades out or becomes what? Or comes to an end.
That's right.
Well, I don't have any more love. They just, you know, I got that much love yet left, and they on my last nerve. We just got to learn to yield to it more.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Amen. All right, we'll stop. Amen. Well, we'll finish this one. Never fails. It never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and passed away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and be, yes, by truth. Next. For our knowledge is fragmentary and fragmentary. There you go. For our knowledge is fragmentary and complete. Perfect on prophecy and teaching is fragmentary and complete and perfect. Comes in complete, perfect. Amen. Let me look at this real fast. Verse 13, please. And so faith, hope, love abide. Amen. Faith, conviction, and belief respecting man's religion to God and divine things. Hope, joyful, and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love, true, affectionate for God and
man.
Man growing out of God's love
for and where?
In us.
Where's God's love at?
In us.
So are we able to yield to it?
Yes.
If we choose to, right? Yes. So we got to untrain ourselves from reacting fleshly. We have to untrain ourselves. Whenever you join the military, they send you off to boot camp, obviously. And y'all know the reason behind it. I'll tell you the reason. If you don't, if you do, okay, but I'll still tell you. Amen. So the reason behind it, or any school that I went to, right, whenever you go, the first few weeks is always the hardest, most strenuous.
Yes.
But not only that, it's they're tearing you down. Their whole point is to tear you all the way down. That way, they can build you back up to be how they need you to be, not how you've been living and acting.
Right. Amen.
They want you to be able to perform for them the right way, not act crazy and not do stuff the right way. Yeah. So that's the whole point of them tearing you down, to get you to be able to function the way that they want you to function. It's actually pretty smart, because if they just let people in the army and say, all right, just y'all do how y'all been living, well, the army would lose a battle very quickly.
Yeah.
But if everybody gets in unity and does the same thing and trains the same way,
yes.
Right?
Amen.
Now it's a force.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Growing out of God's love for us in us, these three, but the greatest of these is what?
Love.
Amen. Is love. Because without love, our faith is not doing what? Nothing. It's not doing nothing. It's just sitting there. And so then we can't walk off and say that faith doesn't work, because it does work. But are we walking in love or not? So that's a great way we can check up on ourselves, right? Amen. So we'll try to get to that whenever God wants us to get to it. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? None of y'all mad at me? Well, thank God we did good then. Thank God for helping us. Well, Father God, I'll pray, and then me and Chelsea will go to the door and meet y'all. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to walk in love every single day of our life. And I thank you, Father God, we will be more conscious of it, and we'll begin to yield to that love more that's on the inside of us, and not just react and act out fleshly. I thank you, Father God, that we will continue to meditate on it and to grow in it every single day of our life. That way, our faith will continue to work for us. Amen. And so we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.